My name is Markus Held. I'm president of BASF Agricultural Products Division.
This is an exciting day.
Glad that you enjoy it as well. I think we've tried to really open the doors to show what are we doing here and how BASF is contributing to improve farming around the globe and how research and development and innovations are making a difference.
What would you like for farmers in the United States to know after this conference? What would you like for us to take back and tell them?
BASF obviously has 100 years of history in agriculture, and we are committed to have another 100 years in the future based on innovations, based on a strong commitment to research and development, and based on a clear understanding of focusing on farmer needs today and in the future. And that's why we really want a closer dialogue, a better discussion with the farmers in the U.S., to really anticipate their needs and requirements, not only from a herbicide, fungicide, insecticide, what other technologies can we offer, can we develop to improve their agricultural productivity, to improve their environmental footprint, and to make their operations more sustainable and more profitable in the future.
There's a lot of talk here about grower engagement as well.
Yeah, so obviously we've decided a couple of years ago as part of our long-term strategy to really get closer to the grower, understand the grower needs, spend some time with growers, anticipate his needs, and we have different tools in our box, but also different levels of discussion with growers, whether it's now from modern high-tech farming in North America to subsisting farming in India, and that requires different tools and different go-to-market approaches.
The big announcement today was increasing your target sales in 2015 and 2020. Tell us about that and why you think that you're going to make more money than you thought.
So obviously with the pace and with the success we've enjoyed the last couple of years, we felt it's time to adjust our mid and long-term forecast. That's why we've also confirmed today 6 billion is our number for 2015. 8 billion is our revised target for 2020. But equally important is also to mention it's not only the top line, it's the profitability that we expect from that business, which is on average an EBITDA margin of 25%. We believe that is only doable with a continuous flow of innovations. But on the other hand, we've also committed to long-term and high investment for research and development in the range of 9% of top line to make sure that R&D engine keeps on going.
Well, we're here at your world headquarters here in Germany, and really the crop protection division, the agriculture division of BASF, is just one portion of it, and it's a relatively small portion. Talk about the crop protection division of BASF in relation to the entire company.
No, you're absolutely right. We are a small portion of the BASF portfolio. We were historically in the range of 5-6% of top line. We always were more important in terms of bottom-line contribution. And I think if you just look at bottom-line contribution last year, we were number two after oil and gas to the BASF portfolio. So in that respect, we are small, but we also believe we are beautiful as a business and an organization with a clear cash flow and long-term contribution to BASF Group result and success.
And you also spend more money in R&D than any of the other divisions, right?
Absolutely. Now, from our total R&D budget last year, which was 1.73 billion euros. Agricultural chemicals took 25%. And then, of course, you have to remember, in addition, we have plant biotechnology, which is another 11%. So the total commitment of BASF to agriculture, chemical and plant biotechnology, is around 36-37%, which for me gives a lot of confidence that BASF likes agriculture and continues to invest in that field.
One of the key topics that we've been hearing across the board is the fact that we are going to have a lot more people on this planet in the next few years and the importance of being able to feed them. What are the challenges that you see with that and other challenges that you see in agriculture in coming years?
Obviously, the 9 billion number is pretty clear to everybody. Now, whether it's 9.1, 9.3, nobody knows. The challenge that comes with that growth in population is obviously feeding the world population. I think the other challenge is that 90% of the additional 2 billion people will be in emerging markets. So it's not the population growth in Germany or North America. It's in emerging markets. And a lot of the emerging markets, especially China, will be dependent on imports of soybean and corn from North America, from Latin America, because their own productivity, their own level of agricultural performance is not adequate to meet the needs of that growing population in Asia.
And that relates to your really an overall theme here, is that farming is the biggest job on earth. Comment on that.
Now, obviously, we feel that farmers are doing a great job for many, many years, but we as society have not recognized that contribution for a long time. So we decided to launch that global campaign as part of our long-term strategy to really make sure that at least we raise our voice and talk about successes, contributions, and the importance of farming. And I know from many farmers visiting our site here, when they see or saw the banner and the posters, they were very excited, and we've adjusted that program, but always using the same theme, the hands of the farmer, the contribution of the farmers, because we believe those guys have deserved the support, and it's important that we raise our voice to really speak up, to defend and to support farmers around the globe.
Farmers have the opportunity to work with a lot of partners, crop protection companies. Why should they choose BASF?
Now, obviously, we have the history in agriculture. We believe we have a bright future in agriculture. We have an excellent team. We have a strong global footprint. We have a very strong research and development pipeline. And we believe we have improved a lot to not only ask farmers about their needs, but also listen to their requirements. And we will continuously shape our portfolio, our offering, and our go-to-market approach to get closer and better understand and anticipate those farmer needs. We like farming. We are passionate about farming. And we believe there's a very bright and exciting future in farming in North America, but also globally. We just have to make sure that some of our critics that we have everywhere better understand why we are here and that we are staying here for a long time to make that operation of the farm more sustainable, more efficient, and more profitable.
All right. Thank you very much, Marcus. Here at the BASF Global Press Conference in Germany, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.